Welcome, Pisgah Nation, to the Diamond on the River Complex, where today the Black Bears will host the West Henderson Falcons in the softball game here, along with my broadcast partner, Chuck Fibernets, with Tim Hodges back in the studio. We're having to rush this up, folks, because we had a little rain come through, and we had a little delay. It's cleared out, and they're ready to play ball, Chuck.
Yes, they are. Looks like the skies are breaking. A little rain cooled the thing down, but actually it made us scramble too to get a tent and everything. And then around the came
unprepared.
Boy Scout and Girl Scout had a jacket. I didn't. So if I start talking like it with a shiver, folks, there's a legitimate reason. But wonderful day. We got a great matchup for you. West Henderson coming in here into the conference with a 4-6 overall. In the conference, 10-7 is their overall mark. Pisgah's 9-1 and 14-3 overall. So first place, Pisgah Black Bears needing this one to get closer to clinching the championship.
Well, Chuck, this is a big game here for the Black Bears. They had to play this game earlier on a Saturday, but it had been rained out several times before in the first half of the conference, and now they get West here in the second half of the conference. And West is going to come leading off with Callie Kirkendall inside the circle. We'll give you the defensive lineup in a minute for your Black Bears. Callie Kirkendall is inside the circle. Up to bat for West Henderson will be Lauren Coots. She comes in batting 393 for the West Henderson Falcons, and the first pitch Callie put right down the middle was a fastball, and she got her swinging.
Be interesting to see how Callie's first inning goes, where it was on Tuesday. The Tuscola Mountaineers got two runs off of her, and it'll be interesting to see how she pitches in this inning.
Next pitch by Callie, right on the outside corner, evens up the count. One ball, one strike. Here in the top of the first, sun trying to peek through the clouds now, going to warm it back up.
Warm us back up.
Callie's next pitch. It's hit right over to Tomasi. Tomasi picks it right up, and she throws it to Holland for an easy out. Out number one.
That's a Sunday hop right there at the hot corner for Tomasi. An easy pick and nice throw over to retire Miss Coons for the first out of this inning.
A lot of the Pisgah Black Bears are wearing their warm-up coats, so Chuck will have a hard time figuring out who's who.
I think even with numbers, sometimes they have trouble.
First pitch to Christian Gass is a strike. Callie right down the middle. Christian Gass comes in batting 365, just a sophomore for the Falcons. Left-handed hitter. Next pitch, looked like a changeup got out of her hand, and it just looped right in top, a little high. So it evens the count, one ball, one strike. One out here in the top of the first. No score yet.
Outfield in for the diminutive left-handed hitter from West Henderson right now.
Next pitch for Callie right down at the knees for a strike. She's got her swinging on that one.
I really love the way Callie's pitching and has been pitching this season. She's east and west and north and south on the plate. Last pitch was outside and low, and the pitch before that was inside and high.
She gets her swinging at the next pitch, and they have to throw down the first for a strikeout, and that's considered a strikeout, even though they had to throw the first to get her out. So that's a second out of the inning. And now coming to bat will be Michaela Morris, Jr., batting 630, Chuck. 14 RBIs and 3 home runs.
Young lady can hit. Average proves it.
First pitch from Callie on the outside corner was a ball. Trying to nibble that corner, and here you've got your politician behind the plate talking to the ump.
The book on trying to pitch Miss Morris is to keep it low and away and keep it out of her happy zone.
Next pitch was like a drop ball. It dropped right as it got to the plate for strike. So that evens up the count. One ball, one strike. Two outs here in the top of the first. Next pitch to the outside corner, low and outside again for ball two. So it's two balls, one strike. Callie comes in with a .816 ERA, 103 innings pitch. She has 101 strikeouts for the season so far. Next pitch. Hits a little bouncer at home plate. Blanton picks it up, throws it over to first for an easy out, and that's it for the top of the first as they go down in order, 1-2-3. And the Black Bears will be coming up to bat next. Pisgah Softball is brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Southeastern Sports Medicine, American Pawn and Pickers, Fat Buddies Barbecue, and by Champion Credit Union. It was a great start for Callie in that first inning, Chuck, after the way she started against Tuscola.
Well, and again, it's a focus. You're coming in last on Tuesday afternoon or late afternoon when they started. The aggressiveness of Tuscola and their new coach, Tara Gibbs, who was an all-star catcher for Tuscola, they came ready to play. And there's a little flat and some errors created. Next thing you looked up, and after one complete inning, it's 2-0 Tuscola. We're broadcasting and thought that possibly the could this be an upset? But, next inning they took care of business, got four, and then they got three, and then they just started pecking away.
They just kept pecking away until next thing you knew it was 9-2. And, and that game, Tuscola's young. You got to give them credit. They're young, and they're trying to change that program around over there.
Okay, and Tara Gibbs will do that. I'll tell you, that's a great, she was a great catcher for Catawba College, has some records, in home runs and power hitting. I mean, she was a great player there. She brings that enthusiasm, and what she's added to herself as a player on the collegiate level, she's bringing that to Tuscola. And you're right, Rhonda, they are young. Freshman pitcher, they got a bunch of freshmen and a few sophomores sprinkled in with a few juniors and seniors, but it's mainly a sophomore and freshman team.
JV girls beat the varsity, or the JV Tuscola team, 10-0, so that's twice they've shut them out this year, Chuck.
But again, you would take normally your JVs and they're up on the varsity playing, and you're also giving some kids that are on the junior varsity at Tuscola an opportunity. But, time will tell. I think she'll build it. But right now, that last inning out of Callie Kirkendall was an outstanding inning.
You got Lauren Kuntz inside the circle against Ashley Penland to lead us off. Ashley turns around, squares up a bunt. It's down the first base line, and they try to throw it to first, and it's thrown away. It'll be error on the first baseman, and she threw it too low to the second baseman covering first. So Ashley Penland will be on with a bunt error, reaching on error, as you would say. Kuntz coming in. I was getting back to that. It's got a 1.44 ERA, 82.2 innings pitched, 122 Ks. Her record is 8-5 for the season right now. Blanton comes up next, batting 262. She has 7 RBIs. Kuntz is delivering, and a bunt by Blanton. Kuntz throws it over to first, and again, it's another error. Pisgah playing a little bit of small ball, and Penland advances all the way to third on the error again.
That error will be charged to the catcher also on the throwing. Well, actually, it was a pitcher that fielded that ball. So it'll be charged a throwing error on the pitcher that time, Rhonda.
So you got runners on the corner, no outs here, and I've never seen Blanton bunt. That was unusual. But, Serena's going to play. Maybe she knows something defensively about this team. So now up to bat is Callie Kirkendall coming in at 286. First pitch to her is outside, and they catch, and I think it's a courtesy runner, and I'm not sure who it is because they have their jackets on. Still into second, and Penland comes home on the throw to second, so there's your first score of the game with one out as a courtesy runner was out trying to steal second. So Kirkendall up to bat with nobody on base now. Next pitch, she gets swinging real low fastball by Kuntz. So it evens up the count, one ball, one strike.
And that's a nice double steal right there. And all you have to do is once that ball goes through the second, you're breaking.
Next pitch by Kuntz was down low and got Callie swinging again. And she takes a step off the plate, walks across it like looking back at the catcher like, where'd that ball go?
I'm telling you, that was two inside at the knee pitches, and Callie could not handle it. And she goes down.
So Callie gets caught striking out. So that'll be the second out of the inning. And now coming up to bat will be Tomasi, who comes in batting 382.
Kuntz has got some giddy up on her fastball today.
Kuntz's first pitch to Tomasi's right on that out. Nibbled that corner, outside corner for a strike right at the knees.
Pisgah will have to quicken up the bats.
dropping the bat barrels down because Koontz is just steady diet knee highs.
Anton's way outside for a ball, evens the count up. The catcher tried to pull it back in over the plate. Massey steps out, does her routine practice swing, steps back in. Next pitch, right down the middle, belt high for strike. So quickly she gets ahead of the hitter. One ball, two strikes. Got two outs here in the top, bottom of the first where Pisgah leads 1-0. Next pitch, she fouls it back. Straight up, and you said a while back, if you foul it straight back, you're seeing it, but not the timing of it.
Yeah, it's the timing. She just got up on that elevated fastball, and she just got up underneath it, but she had perfect timing on it. Now what you want to do is look knee high or low fastball right here.
Got it on the outside corner, and she fouls it back over the right field side, so she'll stay in the count with one ball, two strikes.
In these situations, when you got a power pitcher inside the circle, you want to just be able to just drop your bat barrel into the strike zone and let her supply the distance.
Next pitch, it's fouled up over the left-hand side this time. So she'll stay, count stays the same. She stays alive, Chuck.
Well, hanging tough. She's seeing a lot of pitches. She's also making Koontz throw a lot of pitches, and the bench and on-deck hitter are also getting a lot of looks at what she's doing and maybe what she's trying to do to the Pisgah hitters.
It's changeup she tried to bring in, and it fell about right in front of the plate, so that's a ball. Evens up the count, two balls and two strikes.
That could play to the advantage of Pisgah, because if she cannot get her off-speed or a changeup over, and they're going to sit dead right on the fastball.
Next pitch way outside, and Tomasi lays off of it, brings the count full. She's worked it full now. Kinch's next pitch. She gets a hack on it and does it down the right field line. It's in the foul.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, that dugout from our vantage point, but what we typically do when it gets into that, that dark zone where we cannot see, you just kind of turn and look at Tomasi, and it didn't go foul by far because you could see her reaction to it. It was close.
Looked like it was curving away from when it left her bat, so still full count as Tomasi steps back up again.
10th pitch of this at bat.
Next pitch, she fouls it off to the right again.
Wow. 11th pitch coming up. She's seeing the ball well. She's just hanging tough, trying to put the barrel of the bat rounder right on the ball and make contact and see what happens.
You got Hudson on deck. Tomasi steps back in. Finishes next pitch. She fouls that one off the left-hand side.
Hitters, when you see a hitter like this, that is battling against a good pitcher, and the pitcher doesn't want to give in, all of a sudden the pitcher begins to start thinking, maybe I want to change, because maybe I'm going to throw her something, and you can make a mistake. But you can't do that from a pitching standpoint, because that hitter's in a zone. You cannot mess with that zone. You got to keep trying to pitch the same way.
Next pitch is she hits it to center, and the center fielder caps under it, and that's going to be out number three as Pisgah gets one run on the board after two errors, and that'll be all, folks, and we'll be back after these messages here on AM 920, the voice of Pisgah Sports.
This is Dr. Richard Jones with Southeastern Sports Medicine. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 12 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our full-service orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians and offers a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine is proud to support Pisgah High School athletics. For more information about our services, visit secsportsmed.com.
Southeastern Sports Medicine. Keep moving, stay strong.
Talking about that fat buddy's ribs and barbecue, don't be surprised should you hear a buddy talking about that tender, juicy steak they got at Fat Buddy's. Starting with the best meat, then carefully basted and cooked to lock in the flavor and juice. It's not about the awards on the wall. It's the steak on the plate that makes a difference. Fat Buddy's ribs and barbecue and steaks, too. And the Waynesville Plaza.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
WPTL's coverage of Pisgah Spring Sports is being brought to you by American Pawn and Pickers, Champion Credit Union, Southeastern Sports Medicine, Fat Buddy's Barbecue, and by Ken Wilson Ford.
After the first inning where Pisgah scores a run on two throwing errors, we're already started with the second inning. And Rucker's up to bat, and the first pitch was fouled back. The second one's over to Nadia Hudson, who picks it up. And stretching out to get it was Holland. She did a split, Chuck, to get that out.
Man, that's a nice play by Holland to get out there a little, just another foot to make sure that they get that runner, because the ball went off the heel of Nadia's glove, but she recovered nicely, made a nice throw.
Number 9, Rachel Gillette up to bat now, sophomore, with the .308 batting average. First pitch from Callie, right dead center down the plate for strike.
No sooner we get done with, you know, our spring sports, we're going to prep to do football. I can't wait to do football on WPTL.
I can't wait for football either. Coach Chappell's already gave us our spring schedule. Next pitch from Callie, right on the inside corner for a strike, belt high. She's nibbling at them corners, Chuck, like you said, east and west, north and south. Counts no balls, two strikes with one out here in the top of the second. Next pitch by Rucker was, or Gillette, was fouled back. Still no balls, two strikes. Pisgah leads 1-0 if you just joined us. Next pitch by Callie on the outside corner for a ball, so that makes it 1-2.
Where that wind's blowing in from left center to the plate.
Next pitch she gets her swinging at it, Chuck. She gave her a little off speed, it looked like, gets her to strike out. So that'll be out number 2 here in the top of the second. Now coming up the bat is going to be McMinn. McMinn comes in batting .250. First pitch by Callie, right, fastball right down the corner for a strike, and you can hear it pop in our mic. Can you? That's got some speed on it, Chuck. Next pitch from Callie, gets her swinging, nibbling on that outside corner again. So quickly she gets ahead of her, no balls and two strikes here with two outs in the top of the second.
She is just in dominant form right now. Everything's exploding at the plate.
Next pitch. Gets it about belt high, right to Abby Mohinson in right field. And she just snagged that and off the top of the grass like a snow cone catch there. So that's going to be all for North, for West Henderson here in the top of the second. 1-2-3. And then here we go to the bottom of the second. Pisgah leads 1-0. Pisgah softball is brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, by American Pawn and Pickers, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddies Barbecue, and by Ken Wilson Ford.
You know, Rhonda, we're talking, and we had that meeting last week going over. We're already beginning preparations at WPTL to bring a full season in the fall of Pisgah varsity football. A lot of things are happening. A lot of exciting things are going to happen with WPTL. In addition, as Coach Chappell has really worked extremely hard, so we'll be able to bring that you know, all that enthusiasm and all that that's happening in inside Pisgah sports in the fall via every Friday night on WPTL. And, you know, again, I'm excited to see what kind of crowd. Again, we're from San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
We have had people all over texting in that what they're listening online, and then we've had a large audience
from
of
Florida
people. From Florida.
Mississippi and Alabama, and I think y'all had one from up in the Midwest somewhere one time.
Well, and it's comforting in the fact, and, you know, and I'm proud to be a part, just a part, player in the fact that we get to bring people Pisgah football in the fall that they, if they're not here, so many people who can't make it to the game.
Yes.
You know, but yet if they're out of state or out of the area, they get to listen every Friday night to their favorite football team.
And that's exactly right. Now up to bat will be Nadia Hudson. Coons back inside the circle. First pitch on the outside to Nadia for strike. Nadia comes in batting 364 with 12 ribbies. Next pitch, right down the middle. She fouls it back over to the right-hand side. So now she's in the hole. No balls, two strikes. She's went back to her old bat, Chuck, hoping it would help her get out of a slump or help her batting average. I mean, 364 is nothing to seize that. She gets that one, pops it straight up, and it's gone behind home plate.
Tell you what, this is a nice, nice, nice pitching performance by both Koontz and Callie Kirkendall. A lot of power in these pitches. They're you know, keeping it downstairs.
Next pitch fouled straight back by Nadia Hudson.
And occasionally elevate the pitch, keep them looking down into the basement, and bring one upstairs.
Bring that riser every once in a while just to give them a different look. Next pitch. Down low, she hits it past the pitcher over to the shortstop, and she gets her out easy at first. So that'll be the first out of the inning, or for the bottom of the second for Pisgah. And now up to bat will be Lindsay Holland. Lindsay's coming in at 295, team leading 14 RBIs. First pitch from Koontz is high and outside for a ball, and that's the first ball she's threw in a while.
This is a real – I love the fact Lindsay Holland, what she's done this year, gained a lot of confidence, big hit in the Franklin game, and she has just played lights out ever since.
Now she hits one. It nearly gets to the gap, picked up by the shortstop. She throws it over to first, and they got her out at first, and the crowd disagrees with that, but it was a bam-bam play, folks. You'd had to been right there to see it. The ump was right on top of it. He calls her out, so that's a second out of the inning. Now coming up to bat is Morgan Mohensen. She comes in batting 358 with seven RBIs for the season. First pitch gets her swinging. She got a little bit of it, tipped it back in the catcher's glove. First strike.
Notice both teams against both pitchers are tardy on a lot of their swings.
Next pitch, right over to the shortstop again. She picks it up, throws it over the first, and no question about this one. And that is all for the bottom of the second, as it's three up and three down. The score here after two is Pisgah 1, West 0. We'll be back after these messages here on AM 920.
And pickers, when we do the picking, you do the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Bond and Pickers, when we do the picking, you'll do the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports, brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Southeastern Sports Medicine, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddies Barbecue, and by American Pond and Pickers. Now back to the action with Rhonda and Chuck.
With Pisgah leading 1-0 going in the top of the third, got a pitching duel going on between Callie Kirkendall and Lauren Kuntz of West Henderson. So far, the only run by Pisgah has been by two errors.
You know, the other day I was somebody told me that Tom Rodheimer wasn't going to do the PA announcing. Is that true?
You know, there's so many rumors flying around town anymore. I just pay them no attention, Chuck, and just let it go. When actual facts come in front of me, that's what I go with. So now up to bat for West is Gash. Gas, it's the sister to Kristen. So your first pitch to her was a strike. Next pitch, she bunts it. There goes Tomasi up quickly, and she throws it. Becca Ray has it fall out of her glove. So Gas will be safe at first on an error. So now coming up to bat is Megan Brewer, who comes a junior coming in batting .283 with 16 RBIs. Trying a little, giving us a dose of her own medicine. She punts, squares around the bunt and bunts it foul. So this could end up being a small ball game, Chuck.
Well, and it's just like in the first inning. Got Chad listening in.
Kirkendall's next pitch. Squares around the bunt. It's outside for a ball. So it's one ball, one strike. You know, I love Mandolin Blanton behind the plate. She has really matured as a great catcher. Next pitch from Kirkendall. Squares around, bunts it right back to Kirkendall. She throws it over to first. Becca Ray's got it. And that's one out.
Be a nice sacrifice bunt. Mm-hmm. But what Wes is trying to do is go to the small game, small ball, to try and match up that one run. Because they're having a difficult time getting good swings at pitches back by Callie Kirkendall. So when you're not swinging and getting good quality at-bats, you go to a small game, bunt the people around, play for one, trying to manufacture a run.
Now up to bats Dalton, who's batting .333. First pitch was low and outside for a ball, so still one ball. No strikes. Got one out here in the top of the third where the Black Bears lead 1-0. Next pitch, tries a little swinging, running bunt, and foul tips it back, so it evens up the count, one ball, one strike. That wind has some bite to it, Chuck.
It does. It's biting me right now.
Next pitch, right down the middle for a strike. So she's ahead of the hitter, one ball, two strikes.
A lot of practice has been put into covering the, you know, and defending the small game, small ball. And Pisgah has really done a fantastic job in defense of that.
Next pitch fouls down the left field side after the Bouvard game. That's what hurt them in the Bouvard game was that.
But, you know, again, that's a lesson learned. It's a wake-up call. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing is that what you want to do as a defense is do exactly what they're doing out there. Walt and Serena got it, in control, and that is get this batter out. That'll be the second out.
Next pitch on the inside hands. He calls it for a ball. And
if you could, if Mrs. Freeze, let's just call her Mrs. Freeze. She just froze held the ball right
for a long time, a lot longer than normal. It's like going, okay. Blanton is Miss Freeze behind the plate. So it evens up the count, two balls, two strikes. Gets her swinging. She tags her out just to make sure. And that'll be the second out of the inning. Big, huge out right there, Chuck.
Well, and Callie just went to work on her. I mean, just, I tell you what, the Kuntz and Kirkendall, the K girls are just throwing a bunch of Ks. I mean, they're just blowing fastballs and keeping it low, and they're doing a heck of a job.
Now Kuntz is up to bat, so pitcher against pitcher. First pitch was down low for a ball, so it's one ball, no strikes, two outs here in the top of the third, where Black Bears lead 1-0.
I know that Coach Matthews loves to put his best hitter in the leadoff spot because she'll get more at-bats, and Laura Kuntz is obviously their lead, you know, their leading hitter.
Next pitch on that outside corner, first strike. She brought the cheddar cheese on that one, Chuck.
You can hear it through the mic, the snap of the glove on the ball. Kirkendall's got her game going on inside the circle. She brought her A game.
Next pitch. Changeup got her swinging. That was nasty.
Well, and that's a good pitch because Blanton's now got her set up. Her catcher called it perfectly. She blew a fastball, first strike in the outside corner, brought the yo-yo, the big changeup. She'll have to bring the fastball here.
Got her strike, stood there like a house on the side of the road and watched it go by, Chuck. Yep. Struck her out.
She had her looking. The last pitch she saw was a nice, easy, slow changeup. And then all of a sudden, she just brought the heat on it on the outside part of the plate. A key to it was in the same spot that Madeline Blanton froze it and held it. She framed it and just held it there for the umpire. She got the call with two strikes on that last batter.
So we need to make Madeline Blanton a lawyer or a politician because she's doing her job behind the plate. So that's the end of the top of the third. We're going into the bottom of the third where the score is 1-0. Still Pisgah leads. Pisgah softball is brought to you by American Pawn and Pickers, also by Champion Credit Union, Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Barbecue, and by Southeastern Sports Medicine. Speaking of Southeastern Sports Medicine, Emmylou, our trainer's getting married this month.
Was she really?
Yeah, getting married in May. So exciting
to
for her.
To a gator?
No, I don't. That I can't tell you. The gator and the Seminole.
Oh, wait a
Seminole. That would be kind of odd. Umbrella's going back up. We must be getting another little shower here. But we're in the bottom of the third, and coming up to bat for your Black Bears will be Clark, Ray, and in the top of the order, Penland.
You all right, girl?
Something just blew in my mouth.
That was a bug.
Sorry.
Don't worry about it. It's a bug.
I've never had that happen
it's
before.
It's got a lot of protein in it. You all right?
It wasn't chocolate covered, though. Oh, man. Kuntz first pitch to Clark. She squares around the bump and bunt and tips it back. Foul. I'm all shook up for that flying object.
I just got to thinking maybe we should call Andrew Zimmer from, Bizarre Foods of America and have him come and do a spot on Pisgah Bugs.
She squires around the bun again, Clark does, and it's a strike. So quickly she's in a hole, no balls and two strikes. Yeah. The problem is I didn't get to even see what that was.
Well, trying to push.
And she gets her striking out as she squared around twice to bunt, and then the last one she just swung and missed it.
Well, and here's the thing is that back Kuntz again is ever since the first inning, we have yet to get a hit off of Miss Kuntz. We've had two errors through the game, so we're hitless right now, both teams.
Ray squares around to bunt, and she gets a strike. So the 8-9 hitter trying to get on the base with bunts, not succeeding right now. Next pitch to Ray on the outside corner for a ball.
But here's the thing is that Pisgah, once Ray finishes her at-bat, on deck is Ashley Penland. We start back over for a second look. Now everybody's getting their second look at Kuntz. Maybe we can pick up a hit.
Ray's next pitch is a ball, so that makes it count two balls and one strike. Ray comes in batting 256 for the team. As we've nicknamed her Petey. Next pitch, it's hit the bunt. First baseman comes over and gets it and throws it to the second baseman for an out. So that's out number two. So it's going to be Penland coming to bat now. Who reached on an error the last time, too.
Yeah, reached on an error by the first baseman and then scored later on in that inning, scored in the first, and that's the only run that's been put on the scoreboard as Pisgah leads 1-0 here in the bottom of the third inning.
And on that deck is Blanton. It's Penland's first pitch from Koontz is outside for a ball. So it's one ball, no strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the third. Black Bears lead 1-0 if you just joined us. Next pitch way outside again for a ball, and Chuck's freezing to death.
I knew I should have brought a jacket.
He's sitting over here shaking.
Sorry.
Next pitch from Koontz. This time she gets her swinging at that outside pitch, so it's going to be two balls, one strike to Penland.
Maybe Coach Chapel's got a jacket for me. Same one the coaches wear.
Next pitch outside and low, so it makes it three balls, one strike. Maybe the pitching history on Penland's outside.
Well, look, this is a veteran at the plate right now. She's not in a panic or anything. She's just looking for a pitch to drive.
Next pitch right down the middle, and she fouls it right back to the home plate. So makes it a full count now with two outs.
Penland has been through many of these battles against some great pitchers. Koontz is a great pitcher, but the fact is that Penland's just, you know, she's confident at the plate. She's just looking for something she can drive right back up the middle.
And she gets on by a walk as the next pitch was inside on the hands for ball four. So now Blanton will be coming to the mound. And I don't think she'll be bunting this time, Chuck, because that caught me way off guard last time. Blanton coming in, batting 262 with seven RBIs for the team.
Oh, the Mississippi State Bulldog.
Mm-hmm. First pitch way outside as the catcher had to come out of her stance to grab it. So it's going to be one ball, no strikes here for Blanton.
Between Blanton and Shelby Tomasi, I love their moxie.
She hits it right back to Koontz for an easy out. I mean, it lined it right back to Koontz. Koontz just didn't even have to move but stick her glove out, and that's going to be all for the inning here on AM 920, the voice of Pisgah Sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teens used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
This is Dr. Richard Jones with Southeastern Sports Medicine. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 12 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our full-service orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians and offers a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine is proud to support Pisgah High School athletics. For more information about our services, visit secsportsmed.com.
Southeastern Sports Medicine. Keep moving, stay strong.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on your radio home for the Pisgah Nation. AM 920 WBTL Canton.
Going into the top of the fourth, where the Black Bears hold on to that 1-0 lead that they got in the very first inning, Chuck, on two throwing errors.
And that's how it's held up so far. That music they're playing's got me in trouble already because I had took a phone call before the game, and that music was on. My wife, I could not convince my wife I was at a ball game. She thought I was at some disco.
Now coming to bat is the 2-3-4 hitter for West Henderson, and Kristen Gass is coming up, sophomore, batting 365, and the first pitch to her was a strike down at the knees, Joe.
Now Callie has to do this, and because she's going through the second time, is change up the way she's pitched them the first time. She's got to rely on Blanton for that.
She got her going, doing a running butt on a changeup, and she was, it was a nasty changeup. It took forever for it to get there, and Gas was way out of the box before the ball even got there.
Now, she got Gas on, busted her on an inside fastball. Let's see if she goes back to that same pitch or goes outside.
So, no balls, two strikes. She gets her, hits it over to Massey, off the tip of Tomassi's glove, and Gas is going to get safely at first. Tomassi was guarding the line at third, and she had to come way in, and it just barely come off her glove. But Gas is fast enough to get there safely at first.
And so you wanted something cleaner than, you know, than that, but that is a rule to base, you know, base hit. So here in the top of the fourth inning with Piscott had 1-0, leadoff hitter ruins Kelly Kirkendall's no hit bid.
So Morris is coming up. The hit is over too short. Gets her at second, and they didn't get her at first on the double play, as Morris is going to be safe at first, but they did get the lead runner for the first out of the inning. Now coming up to bat will be Rucker.
If, you know, Nadia just bobbled it a little bit and then got it to Becca Ray at second. Becca Ray just put a bullet over to Lindsey Holland at first, but not, I mean, just barely the base runner beat that out. And I'll tell you what, that was a nice play by the Bears on the defensive side.
Next pitch was outside for a strike, and Holland or Blanton throws to first to try to get the runner, but she's back safely, which we have a courtesy runner in now for Morris. And it is Hembry. Next pitch, Barucker, right back to Kirkendall. Kirkendall throws it over to second, but Nadia wasn't there in time, so they can't get the double play. So it will be the second out of the inning, though. They did get the lead runner again.
Kelly double clutched on it when she turned because Nadia was playing so deep in the hole, and it took her time to get the second. But here's the point, is that she knew she had to get that lead runner because there was more speed with that lead runner than the one that was hitting the ball. And then she didn't, after the double clutch, she put a strike right there.
So now up to bat for is Gillette for the Falcons. And first pitch to her is down to knees, gets her swinging for a strike. She got a runner on first, which is Gillette. Rucker, excuse me, Gillette's bat. Next pitch from Callie was high. Blanton had to really stand up for that one. I think a rise ball just got a little bit out of her hand. And it went too high, so it evens up the count. One ball, one strike here with two outs, and Pisgah still leads 1-0 in the top of the fourth. Got her on a changeup swinging way outside, and they throw down, Blanton throws down to first to try to get Rucker, but she's back in time, so it, one ball, two strikes. That changeup was nasty.
Yeah, that's just not right. I mean, that just splits your brain in half. You know, it goes all over. You're just sitting there waiting for something hard, and all of a sudden that pitch just never gets there. But then it ruins your timing.
Next pitch on the outside corner. Got her swinging, so that is going to be all, folks, as the Black Bears get out of the inning, and Falcons strand one on base here going into the bottom of the fourth with the Black Bears still lead 1-0.
That was Callie's fifth strikeout here through four innings.
She's got her A game today, Chuck. Pisgah softball is brought to you by Champion Credit Union, Ken Wilson Ford, Southeastern Sports Medicine, Fat Buddies Barbecue, and by American Pawn and Pickers. Our next broadcast game will be May 5th at McCormick Field, the boys against Smoky Mountain, 6 p.m. It will be the game start time. Official first pitch will be on air approximately around 5:50. You'll have to join us for that. And for the next broadcast for the girls game, it will be May 7th here home against Brevard. It will be senior day for the Black Bears, and that'll be a big game because they want to get Brevard back.
Well, here's the thing, is that you're you know, the whole conference is feasting against itself in this in the standings in that. And you know, Pisgah is coming in with a 9-1 record, looking to go 10-1 today. West has been that just up and down all season long. When you look at this team and the talent on this team, and with a dominant pitcher they have inside the circle, and then being 4-6 overall in the conference.
Yeah, that's, you know, with the Coons, right, the pitcher, right, you're like, how can they be?
Franklin's a half game back, and Smokey's a game and a half.
Kelly Kirkendall's up to bat. Yeah. And the first pitch from Coons was a strike. We still got a, we got a steady rain now coming down. Next pitch to Callie's fouled back on the left hand or right hand side, and you got Tomasi on deck. And then you, after Tomasi, you've got Hudson. So you got the 3, 4, and 5 hitter coming up for Pisgah.
Callie struck out her first time up.
Next pitch, she hits a liner in the gap or to right field, and she's easily going to get it on first with a great hit, Chuck.
Well, see, it was a much better swing the second time around. Even though you face a dominant pitcher, when you start, you start to see better swings out of hitters when they start to come a second and a third time around, timing and everything. So that's very interesting, and she ruined her no-hitter.
Yeah.
That was our first hit.
Yeah, and now you got Tomasi coming up, who the last time Tomasi was at bat, she had a 12-hit pitch count from going with Coons.
Yeah.
So let's see if Tomasi can get locked in on one. The wind has died because we have a rain right now. All the umbrellas are out.
She had that one that she made a bid, put it about 205 feet. The center fielder caught it at the two, you know, right in front of the 210 marker out in center.
First hit is fouled back over home plate. So Tomasi is quickly gets no balls and one strike. I wonder how much the rain affects a hitter.
Well, it can affect you in the grip, and plus you're trying to get a good look at the pitch, and if it's a heavy rain, you know, it can obstruct your view. But
next pitch, she gets under it, and that is going way back, gone over near the scoreboard as she just nailed it, Chuck.
Now that was long gone, and you know, here we are talking about obstructing view. Chubby Tomasi's view wasn't struck. She got a cookie right in her happy zone and just deposited over the scoreboard.
And boy, it was. It was just right over the scoreboard, and that gives Pisgah a 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. And you said it would second time around to get the timing on the pitcher, and Tomasi got the timing set down on that one.
Well, and again, you know, Callie showed that too when she hit a bullet to right field to set up that 2-run. Now that's a 3-run lead with rain coming down. And, you know, and all of a sudden, this, let's see how West, that could be a dagger put into West. Coons, I don't, you know, if I'm looking at Coons right now, she's not happy right now because she knew. She gave the power hitter, the cleanup hitter for Pisgah, a cookie right down the middle in her happy zone.
Mm-hmm. Now Hudson's up to bat. She fouls the first one straight back, exactly the way Tomasi led off a minute ago.
Well, see, and the way they've got it set up, I really like the way Walton Serena, and Serena particularly, that has got her lineup set up, because she's got a table setter, and then on deck is Lindsey Holland, is somebody who can also put it over the wall and go deep and go yard. So, you know, looking for 2-run bombs in this inning.
And Hudson just nails it right through the shortstop and third base for an easy single out to right field.
Much better swings out of Pisgah's right now, and you got to see a little enthusiasm, because already Lindsey Holland's a confident hitter.
Oh, yeah.
This girl can go yard, too. She's hit some deep ones, too.
And she's a team leader in RBIs at 14. So now Holland comes up to bat.
And this might be all. Is this a second visit?
I think Coons is telling her coach that she can't grip the ball with it raining. Maybe.
I think the way the last three hitters have hit the ball, she don't want to face any more black bears.
No, exactly.
Our wonderful photographer, Kelly Boone, who, by the way, does great photos for people. You know, so you got an athlete and you want those photos produced, you know, the standard photos, action shots and everything. You got to check out Kelly Boone. She's got about $10,000 equipment sitting right there. No wonder she's under this tent.
Well, we're going to have a rain delay, and it looks like the umpires are talking to Serena, and if we can get Tim Hodges back at the studio to tell us exactly how long this might be a delay, if we can even get this game in, the rest of this game in right now.
Well, it's a nice move, because what you got to do is, in a 7-inning game, is in high school rules, you got to have completed, still got to complete 5 innings. And so right now, Coach Matthews is sitting there going, well, I'm not going to sit there and put my pitcher, if she's having trouble with rain coming down, gripping the ball. Because actually, she put another cookie in the happy zone in Nadia Hudson, who just drilled one to left center. Mm-hmm. I mean, the straightaway left field. And now you got Lindsey Holland standing there going, I'm looking to eat some cookie. Serve me up a cookie in my happy zone right here.
And that's exactly what she done. So right now, we've got a little rain delay. It looks like it's trying to slack down now, Chuck, as we're watching this. It is, and we've got. Looks like Emmylou going out with her cell phone, our trainer, fine trainer from Southeastern Sports Medicine, who's trying to give the weather report to the umpires.
Oh, they're bringing them back on the field.
They're bringing them back out on the field. I didn't know if that was going to last too long.
Well, and it's a nice move by the Wes Henderson manager. He's like, okay, look, I'm not going to make her pitch in this rain if she can't grip the ball. So they took her off the field, and just as they did, it started lighting up, and within a minute, boom, it stopped raining.
And Tim Hodges back to the studio said, rain looks spotty off and on. So, we're going to try to get at least 5 in and see if we can get this in for the conference right now. But Holland is up to bat, and you got Hudson on first, and there's no outs here in the bottom of the fourth. And the score is 3-0 Pisgah. Pitch from Kuntz is outside for a ball, so 1 ball, no strikes.
Rhonda Kuntz knows Holland can lose it. And she has been keeping the ball away from her.
Next ball's outside in the same place again for a ball. So it's 2 balls. And you got Mo Henson on deck, who comes in batting 358.
Holland's got to look for a pitch and not chase anything else but her pitch.
Next pitch got the corner this time. It just grabbed a little bit of that corner for strike one. So Holland eagerly gets back in the hole and ready for the next pitch. Next pitch a little low for a ball. So it's 3-1. 3 balls, no, one strike.
Chomp, chomp, chomp. Cookie time. Hitters count 3-1. Yep. Come on, Lindsay.
And Holland's sitting there waiting for that pitch. Next pitch down low inside for a ball. So that's going to put Holland on base. So you got 2 on and Henson coming to the plate.
And still nobody out It's 3-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Kirkendall led off with a base hit, 2-run homer by Tomasi, followed Nadia Hudson, line drive base hit, and a walk by Lindsey Holland. That's where we're at here in this inning.
First pitch to Mo Henson, way outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes here. Still nobody out. Next pitch on the inside corner for ball 2. So on deck will be Abby Clark.
Wes Henderson's coach, Mike Matthews, is a disciplinarian when it comes to defensive play.
Next pitch looked a little low, but the ump calls it a strike. So we got 2 balls, 1 strike here in the bottom of the fourth.
Every one of his kids know where to go in situations.
Next hit, Mo Henson gets underneath it, but it's right to the center fielder. Nobody will be able to advance, so the runners stay at first and second, and that'll be the first out of the inning.
She didn't get cheated, did she?
No, she didn't get cheated. Now Abby Clark coming up to bat, and you got Becca Ray on deck. Abby Clark comes in batting 250. The rain has stopped. Umbrellas are gone. First pitch on the outside corner for a strike. She just grabbed that outside corner, Chuck.
And she's a steady diet out there. She's not trying, after the first 3 batters and she's gotten drilled, she is staying everything away from them.
Next pitch outside and low. So it evens up the count. 1 ball, 1 strike.
I see the bunt down now.
One out here in the bottom of the fourth. Next pinch, squares around the bump, foul tips it back. So it makes it one ball, two strikes now.
Abby wanted to have that. The first two pitches that she had were low, and that one was a little elevated, and she was starting to anticipate it going down and had to bring the bat back up. She'd want that again.
Next pitch, she foul tips it back, stays alive, keeps the count the same. One ball, two strikes with one out. Here in the bottom of the fourth, Pisgah leads 3-0 if you just joined us. Next pitch by Coons, right down the middle. She fouled that one back over the home plate. So she's seeing the ball, Chuck.
You know, I'm just watching Coons out there, and it's just as if she's, you know, she's fighting pain or something. She's struggling. The facial expression. I don't know if she's got an injury or a nagging tweak.
Next pitch gets her swinging around that outside corner. So that's going to be the second out of the inning as Abby Clark strikes out again for the second time.
And that last pitch, she didn't have nothing wrong with her. That was a good pitch by Coons.
Now comes Becca Ray up. First pitch swinging. Ray just, she just gave it the man swing there.
Yeah, she unbuttoned the top button and took a big, let's just say a big girl swing on that one.
Petey, as we call her here.
She must have been watching Petey Pedroia play the other night.
Yeah. Next pitch is inside on the knees for a ball, so that evens the count. One ball, one strike. With two outs and runners on first and second, Hudson on second and Holland on first.
Petey doesn't get cheated on her swings.
Mm-mm. Next pitch. She took another cut, fouls it back over home plate. So one ball, two strikes.
I just love the way she's so aggressive. And it doesn't matter. She's, you know, she stays aggressive. She's not afraid with two strikes on her. She's going to stay aggressive. She trusts her skills and her hands.
Next pitch, she gets under it, pops it up to the second baseman on the end, just barely on the grass for the third out of the inning. So at the end of four, Pisgah leads 3-0 here on AM 920, the voice of Pisgah Sports.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, you do the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, you'll do the grinning. 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my focus, our teens used Honda. That's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff. The big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
WPTL's coverage of Pisgah Spring Sports is being brought to you by American Pawn and Pickers, Champion Credit Union, Southeastern Sports Medicine, Fat Buddy's Barbecue, and by Ken Wilson Ford.
Well, we're through four, Chuck, and the Black Bears still lead 3-0 thanks to Tomasi's two-run homer there in the bottom of the fourth to give Pisgah that lead.
Well, Shelby's been on a hitting tear of late, and, you know, she's, you know, drilling balls and getting round trippers. I mean, she's just swinging the bat and making great contact. But, you know, I mean, that's what we needed. We needed to push that lead multiple runs, and I think it's going to be tough now for West to get three runs at least against Kelly right now.
McMahon up to bat, and the first pitch was outside for a strike, and Kelly still got the zip on the ball. You can hear it pop in the glove.
McMahon lined out to right field her first time up on a nice diving catch out there by
Mo. Next pitch way outside and through the glove of the catcher, Blanton. and he'll make it one ball and one strike. But, and Callie's just laughing.
So I don't get in trouble. I mean, that nickname's by her teammates, right? And she's okay with that. Mo?
That's what everybody calls her. Mo Henson.
Okay. Morgan Henson.
Yeah, Morgan. Next pitch from Kirkendall was outside for a ball, so it's two balls and one strike. Now, that everybody calls her Mo. I mean, if you come to the games and the crowd will be going, let's go, Mo. You know, it's not because they want momentum.
Mo can play some right field now.
Yeah. Next pitch was low, so three balls, one strike is.
And what you want to do right here is you got three outs to give, you know, nine outs total. So what you want to do is start playing outs. If people get on, don't worry, just play outs.
She hits it right back to Callie. Callie just easily flips it over to Holland for out number one.
That's just that's like peanut butter and jelly right there. That just goes together.
Not like peanut butter and banana?
No, I don't know about banana and my peanut butter.
So now up to bat is Gas.
Mm-hmm.
She squares around. Looks like she's going to bunt. Shows bunt, pulls it back. First pitch outside for strike.
Ashley Penland, big gap. Ashley's hugging the left field line. So she's not playing straight away. She's playing over to the right-hand hitter.
Next pitch outside on the corner. I called a strike because she's squared around the bunt and missed it. So it's going to be no balls and two strikes here with one out in the top of the fifth.
And Mo is out in right field.
Next pitch, hit right back to Callie again. She runs and flips it over to Holland again. And literally flipped it.
Shit, that was a basketball shot. She just shot it like a basketball.
For out number two. Now coming up to bat will be Dalton.
I really believe this, Callie Kirkendall is going to have a sensational career at Piedmont College down in Georgia. It's a Division III growing division powerhouse.
Andrew Pearson keeps putting Queens College in the paper, and I keep going, she's going to Piedmont.
Well, we have a black bear that's a former great here, and that's Sheridan Presley, who's at Queens.
First pitch to Dalton was a ball, and the second pitch was a strike. Got her swinging right down the middle. So Callie's got a 1-1 count on Dalton right now with two outs here in the top of the fifth. Next pitch, it goes right over to Petey. Petey picks it up and throws it over to Holland for an easy out. 1-2-3 inning for the Black Bears as we go to the bottom of the fifth with the Black Bears leading 3-0. Pisgah softball is brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, also by Southeastern Sports Medicine, American Pawn and Pickers, Fat Buddy's Barbecue, and by Champion Credit.
Rhonda, these West hitters are not getting good swings. They're just not getting good hacks on Callie Kirkendall.
And you
Callie
know,
this may be the best I've seen Callie pitch all year.
And she's getting better as years went along, Callie has. And the bad news for Koontz is top of the order for Pisgah. Penland, Blanton, and Kirkendall coming up to bat right now.
Well, so far through five innings, Callie Kirkendall has allowed one seeing eye off the glove single, an infield single. That's all West Henderson's been able to get against her. The only hard hit ball was scooped up off the shoelaces on a beautiful catch out in right field to preserve at that time the no hit bid. And that occurred in the top of the fourth inning. But that's all for her. She's got has not walked a hitter and has struck out five batters so far.
Penland got a good hit last time she was up. So now she's going to start the in and off here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to Penland right down the middle for a strike. And I think Koontz's speed's back because that pitch had a little giddy up on it.
Yeah. It's as if if you can get runners on base, somehow she changes her aggressiveness to the plate and how she pitches batters.
Penland swings around for a bunt and then pulls it back. and it's a ball, so it'll be one ball, one strike here in the bottom of the fifth. And she walked the last time she was up, Chuck.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I can't even read my own handwriting. I'm so cold, I'm shaking.
Kuntz's next pitch, Penland, she gets a little dribbler up center field past the pitcher, and she's going to reach first safe as the second baseman dove and could not stop it from going to the infield.
Let me tell you how that works. That was created by Ashley Penland because twice she fake bunt. She was trying to push or slap the ball, and she had the second baseman playing, having to cover first. She was playing way over in the hole, and all she got that on the end and got it past Kuntz, and that just a slow roller. Second baseman could not go back and cover that. It ground.
It's hard to change directions all of a sudden. Blanton up, she gets a whack on the first pitch, and she fouls it back over the right-hand side.
I love things like that. That in baseball or softball, when you watch guys or gals doing that, is that she moved the defense, and that opened up holes where Penland hits a lot of balls up the middle.
Next pitch got Blanton bunting, and it just rolled foul. I mean, it headed down the line and just started curving out, and Wes just stood there and watched it curve foul.
Well, Blanton had a nice bid for a bunt single. Was not a sacrifice, but you have speed on there that if she bunts it far enough down third, Penland can make it all the way from first to third on that single play.
So no balls, two strikes. Next pitch way outside, nearly a wild pitch by Kuntz as the catcher had to dive for it. So it's one ball, two strikes now. Nobody out, and Penland on first here in the bottom of the fifth, and the score is 3-0. Pisgah leads. Next pitch, Blanton gets on it, gets it to center field, and it's going to be easy caught by the center fielder as it didn't die fast enough.
Blanton right now is wondering what she has to do to get a hit in the third inning. She hit a line drive right back at Kuntz, who made a tremendous play. And all of a sudden, she hits a frozen rope to center field, and she's going back going, what do I got to do, girls? What, you know, what do I got to do?
That's a first out of the inning. And now Kirkendall comes up. She gets first pitch swinging, and it's going to be right to the right fielder for an easy out. So that's going to be out number two here quickly for the Black Bears in the bottom of the fifth. Now coming up to bat is Tomasi.
Tomasi.
Miggy.
Hot Miggy. I mean, she's batting like Miggy right now, who had two bombs the other night. Yesterday afternoon, matter of fact, not last night. But Tomasi's just got that stroke down, and if you get one and you give her a cookie over the middle of the plate, you know, any hitter can handle it, but Tomasi's doing it right now.
First pitch is outside for a strike.
And Tomasi was taken all the way because the batter before her, swung at the first pitch, and she wants Kuntz to continue working out there, throwing a lot of pitches.
Next pitch is in the dirt, gets by the catcher, and Penland will advance to second on that.
That's why. Because when you make a pitcher, and don't make it easy on her, is that if the girl goes out ahead of you swinging at that first pitch, you know, you want to take one. You want to make her labor inside that circle. You're going to throw some more pitches here.
Next pitch, right at Kuntz, and she just stuck her glove up and robbed Tomasi of a good hit. So that'll be all for the Black Bears in the bottom of the fifth as they leave one on and lead 3-0 here on AM 920, the voice of Pisgah Sports.
This is Dr. Richard Jones with Southeastern Sports Medicine. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 12 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our full-service orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians and offers a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine is proud to support Pisgah High School athletics. For more information about our services, visit secsportsmed.com.
Southeastern Sports Medicine. Keep moving, stay strong.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right, like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
Talking about that Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, word the food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Now you can take a squeal home with you. It's the ideal gift for any occasion and a necessary addition to your spice cabinet. Whether enjoying the flavor yourself or wowing your guests, they might even be squealing at your house. Fat Buddy's Seasoning from Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports, brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Southeastern Sports Medicine, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddy's Barbecue, and by American Pawn and Pickers. Now back to the action with Rhonda and Chuck.
To six now, Chuck, and the score is 3-0. The Black Bears lead, and we have a pinch hitter as Staten comes on for Dalton here as a 9-1 and two hitters up for Callie Kirkendall. And the first pitch was a ball, and the second pitch was a strike. So it evens the count, one ball, one strike. Koontz is on deck. Next pitch from Kirkendall. Got her swinging on the outside corner. A beautiful pitch. Had a little drop to it when it got to the plate.
Yeah, the young lady just got up in there, and she made a nice cut, but it just disappeared right at the plate. That's late action on a drop ball.
Next pitch, foul tips it back to Blanton. So it's going to be one ball, two strikes still.
If pitchers can have action and movement on their pitches, but if it's out in front of the plate, hitters can pick that up. If it's late action, it's all over the plate. That's tough.
Next one, she fouls it back to the left-hand side, and Tomasi's diving for it, but it's a foul ball. You know, Miggy just gives it everything she's got, either inside the lines or outside.
It's pig pen. She's not happy unless she gets her uniform dirty.
Kirkendall's next pitch. Stanton hits it right over to Petey. Petey picks it up and throws it over to Holland for an easy out. So that'd be the first out of the top of the six here as Koontz comes up to bat. 393 hitter, 17 RBIs, 5 home runs, Chuck. Team leading 5 home runs. So she has power. Kirkendall's first pitch on the outside corner for a ball.
You can look at the scorebook and see 9 of the outs given by West have been on the ground ball variety. She's making them hit the ball on the ground. Callie's doing a wonderful job inside the circle.
Next pitch, she got her swinging on a rise ball as it just kept elevating until it got to the plate, so it evens up the count, one ball, one strike.
Struck out in the third and ground out to Tomasi at third in the first.
Next pitch. Got her swinging at a changeup. There's that nasty changeup again, and she just took the speed off of it and got Koontz way out there. So she's ahead of the hitter. One ball, two strikes now, one out here in the top of the sixth. Next pitch, got her swinging on a fastball outside as it curved away from her. And so that'll be the second out of the inning for the Black Bears.
6 strikeout of the game, and just like they did with Jackie Robinson, letting the Major League Baseball know that he's coming. Memo to Piedmont College, she's coming.
Gas is up to bat, Christian, with a 365 average. 2 outs here in the top of the sixth. Callie's first pitch outside and low for ball 1.
That's going to hospital administration.
Well, that's a good thing.
Study.
Anything medical is a good field to go into.
Smart girl.
Next pitch. Foul tips it back. Evens up the count. One ball and one strike.
She's faced 19 batters, and 18 of them have not got anything resembling a good swing on a pitch.
Then she brought the change up that time, but it got a little bit. She was mad at herself because it come out of her hand wrong, and you can tell her she's out there doing her arm like, I did that and wrong. So it's a ball, so it's 2 balls, 1 strike. Next one low on the inside corner, so it's 3 balls, 1 strike.
You notice, Ronnie, she self corrects herself, and you know, when she makes a pitch, it may be that she doesn't make a flick, or she, you know, and she reminds herself what she did not do on that pitch.
She got that one, and they hit it right to Tomasi, who just grabs it, and that's the end of the inning. 1-2-3 inning for Miss Kirkendall again. And, folks, we go to the middle of the sixth with the Black Bears leading 3-0.
Rhonda, the line score so far through 5.5 innings is that West Tennyson has 0 runs, only 1 hit, have made 2 errors and left only 1 runner on base. Piska, on the other hand, has 3 runs, has 4 hits, 0 errors, playing great defense, and have stranded 5 runners. Yeah. So they've had some opportunities, but yet you've had a big hit out of Shelby Tomasi with the 2-run bomb in the 4th inning, and then you've had the small ball where it made the 2 errors, created the 2 errors, and got a run in. So, look, bottom line, they manufactured a run in the 1st inning, and then they just played old-fashioned long ball in the 4th.
Pisgah softball is brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, by American Pond and Pickers, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddies Barbecue, and by Ken Wilson Ford. We go to the bottom of the 6th, and it'll be Hudson, Holland, and Henson. The 3 H's.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's a law firm.
3 H's.
The triple threat.
The triple
H's.
Triple H's.
Hey, that's like the wrestler, Triple H. You remember him in wrestling?
Yeah, I do.
We can't say.
No, we can't do that either.
So Nadia Hudson, back with her old bat, is up to bat to lead off the bottom of the 6th. First pitch outside for a ball. Last time she was up, she had good contact, Chuck.
Well, again, she had a nice line drive single to left field. They were all in that, you know, getting good swings in their happy zone on a bunch of cookies Coons was giving them.
She hits it over to the shortstop. She picks it up, throws it over to first for the first out of the inning. So now Holland comes up to bat.
Holland is 0-for-1 in the game with a walk in the 4th and a ground out to short. The second inning, shortstop in the 2nd inning made all 3 putouts.
First pitch to Holland's outside for a ball, so it's 1 ball, no strikes, 1 out here in the bottom of the 6th. Black Bears lead 3-0.
I'd love to see little things like that about a game on a scorecard. 2nd inning was all West Henderson's shortstop. Everything was hit at her.
Next pitch was down in the dirt before it got to the plate, so it's 2 balls, no strikes.
Tell you what, she brings her a fastball around the knees. Holland dropped that bat barrel down. That ball's going to go yard.
Next pitch from Coons. She got it belt high, and she just fouled it back over the to the screen.
She had an excellent swing. She had it perfectly timed. Just got up underneath it and followed the background. I tell you what, she had a good swing on that pitch.
Next pitch, she gets under it, and it's going deep, and it looks like it's going to fall in between for a little, what we call a tweener, is a Canton leaguer. It fell right in front of the center fielder, is right in that gap of the left and center fielder, and it's just like one of those little Canton leaguers, just barely in the outfield. So Holland's going to reach on a single, and you got Mo Henson coming up to bat with 1 out here in the bottom of the 6th. First pitch by Henson. She check-swinged for a ball. He didn't call it a strike. She held back.
0-for-2 in the game. Had a liner to center field her last time up.
Next one's a little high for ball 2. And maybe, you know, Tomasi's been telling them a dugout, make her work early. So Kuntz's next pitch to Mo. She gets her swinging on a riser.
Holland's single flare to left center is the 5th hit for the Black Bears in this game.
Next pitch by Coons. She squares around, tries to bump, but she foul tips it back. Caught the defense flat-footed that time because she had swung at the first 3.
I'm going to tell you this. Morgan Henson can fly. She gets anything on the ground, you're going to have trouble throwing her out. This little girl can run. And see, that stresses out the defense,
yeah,
because you got to come up throwing, make a play and come up throwing quick, and you got to make a decision quick.
Next pitch was a ball, so it puts a full count now for Mo Henson here with one out in the bottom of the sixth, and the Black Bears lead 3-0. Next pitch. Got her swinging on a riser. She made contact, fouled it back to keep herself alive, Chuck. Kunch's next pitch. She fouls it over to Walt this time. So,
well, she's come up just a hack. And what you want to do is when you see a batter that is standing like, you know, with a stance like Morgan that's bent over, hands up and bending over, you want to elevate the pitch. You don't want to bring it. They want that pitch low against a low ball hitter. In the reverse, that's why she's elevating her pitches.
Next one's in the dirt, so Morgan Henson is going to reach on a walk. So that's going to put runners at first and second with one out here. And we have a pinch hitter. And she has her jacket on, folks, so I'm waiting for him to call out who it is.
Willis?
I'm living in the 21st century, doing something mean to it, doing better than anybody.
And the coach is giving the change of batting order now to the umpire. I think it's Katie Mull. I'm going to wait and see if I'm right. And you got.
See, that's why we have numbers in football, because you can, with a helmet on and then no number, you're like, let me look through that helmet. Who is that?
Now it's the bat number 16, Miranda James.
Miranda James.
Miranda James is the bat.
Sir, brother Riley?
I think so.
That plays defensive end. A splendid defensive end in football.
First pitch to James is outside for a ball. She's a left-handed hitter. Second left-handed hitter for Pisgah. She check swings the next one. It's for ball, so she held back. So it's two balls, no strikes here.
It's awful hard to be sitting on a bench in the cold weather, come out here, and then try to get some good swings at a person that's bringing some gas up to the plate.
Next pitch down low, three balls, no strikes. So she's worked the count to her favor now. She's sitting on a hitter's count, Chuck.
She might be taking two pitches while trying to load the bases and stress out the West Henderson defense with Becca Ray on deck.
Next pitch, she gets her swinging. So it'll be a strike. So three balls, one strike here, one out. Runners on first and second. Holland on second. And Henson on first. Next pitch, foul tips it back in the glove of the catcher, so it gets it to a full count now.
Is this April 30th, right?
Next pitch, you get her swinging, so that's going to be a strikeout for Kuntz.
Bring in another pitch hitter. This is like weather you would get in mid-February.
Yeah. March.
I mean, it wasn't bad when I got here. You know, I thought, okay, it's going to be a nice day.
Yeah.
But, you know, the weather report, of course, you know, Tim Hodges back at the studio got his meteorology degree from Ohio State, which doesn't say much. But, you know, he said it was clear. It wasn't going to rain.
Now coming up to bat for Becca Ray is going to be Josie Henson. Y'all are going to be fighting here on her. First pitch to Josie's outside for a strike.
Tim does a great job.
He does.
He's top of the line. He's top notch.
Best producer in Western North Carolina, as far as I'm concerned, bar none. Next pitch hits it right back to Coon. She misses it, but second baseman picks it up, and she's going to get it to first in time as Josie goes out on that. So that'll be the end of the sixth inning, where the Black Bears still cling to that 3-0 lead here on AM 920, the voice of Pisgah Sports.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking. You do the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, you'll do the grinning. 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
This is Pisgah Spring Sports on AM 920, brought to you by Champion Credit Union, Southeastern Sports Medicine, Fat Buddy's Barbecue, Ken Wilson Ford, and by American Pawn and Pickers.
Here, the Black Bears are clinging that 3-0 lead, Chuck, with three outs here as West will bring up the 3-4-5 hitter, Morris, coming up to bat with that gaudy 630 average. And she hits the first pitch right over to Nadia. Nadia picks it up and throws it over the first.
That's, you know, that's coaching. Did you hear Walt say that?
I heard Walt say, Nadia, be ready.
Just before the pitch, he called Nadia, be ready, and the pitch came, and Morris just hit a nice grounder right over to Nadia.
Maybe we need to go get him to give us our lottery numbers.
No. I'll go get numbers from them. I'm not going to tell them why I'm getting them.
First out of the inning, so now up to bat is Rucker.
0-2 in the game.
And the first pitch to her was a ball.
Callie working on a one-hit gem right now with 6 strikeouts.
Next pitch on the outside corner for a ball. So 2 balls and no strikes. Folks, if you could just see Milan Blanton behind the plate with her expression sometimes, just kill me. 2 balls, no strikes, 1 out here in the top of the 7th. Black Bears lead 3-0. Callie's next pitch is right over to Petey. Petey picks it up and throws it over to first for an easy out. Second out of the inning, 1 more, 3 strikes away.
If she retires this last hitter and she's allowed that infield single, that, you know, diving Shelby Tomasi dove towards the middle of the infield to try and make the play, and it just was off her tip of her glove and ricocheted to Nadia and wasn't, you know, and they couldn't get the runner. That's what she allowed for a hit. That's why no hitters are such wonderful things when they happen.
Now up to bat for the Falcons is Gillette, who first pitch was a strike.
2 strikeouts Gillette has. She's been the victim twice of Callie Kirkendon strikes.
Next pitch from Callie. It's hit right back to Callie, and she flops it over for an easy out. And, folks, that is the ball game as Callie puts them out in order, 1-2-3, here in the top of the 7th with Pisgah taking the victory 3-0. We'll be back after
you're
these
doing
messages
something
here
right
on AM.
When you've been in business over 35 years, when customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right, like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
This is Dr. Richard Jones with Southeastern Sports Medicine. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 12 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our full-service orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians and offers a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine is proud to support Pisgah High School athletics. For more information about our services, visit secsportsmed.com.
Southeastern Sports Medicine. Keep moving, stay strong.
WPTL's coverage of Pisgah Spring Sports is being brought to you by American Pawn and Pickers, Champion Credit Union, Southeastern Sports Medicine, Fat Buddy's Barbecue, and by Ken Wilson Ford.
Chuck, back here live where the Black Bears just pick up their 15th win of the season, go to 15-1 overall. And what a performance by Callie Kirkendall.
Well, again, the
15-3.
Yeah, Kirkendall, just an outstanding performance. Anytime you get that kind of pitching performance, you know, you're going to win a ton of games. Callie, it was so impressive because we're sitting there looking at 9 out of 10 of her outs are ground balls. Her defense played great. She had 6 strikeouts in the game, didn't allow or issue a walk, and only allowed 1 seeing eye infield single in that. And that's just a dominant performance against Wes Tenderson, who's a team that we just can't, an enigma. We just can't figure them out as far as why this team with that kind of pitcher is struggling at the bottom of the standings. There's something amiss with Wes Tenderson. But look, you know, we can't worry about that. You know, we've got our own agenda right now, and we've got playoffs approaching. We've got a tough game. I think it's going to be a tough game tomorrow against North Henderson.
They have to turn around, folks, and play tomorrow against North Henderson at North, and it's a 4:00 game. And then Tuesday they come back and play Smoky Mountain here, and then next Friday they've got May 7th they got Brevard here. So they have a tough 3-game stretch right there with North, Smoky, and Brevard, Chuck.
Again, and they're right now, you like the way they're playing. The stars of this game, obviously, and on the defensive side was Callie Kirkendall in the pitching performance, and then it was Shelby Tomasi, who had a 2-run bomb in the 4th inning to put some cushion onto the 1-0 lead we had at the time to make it a 3-0 game, and that's the way it stood from there. So, and a funny day because it was nice and it was sunny, and then all of a sudden the rains came in and brought some cool weather, freezing weather, as far as I'm concerned. But anyhow, we'll be on the air around Tuesday, right?
Tuesday. We'll be doing the boys' game Tuesday from McCormick Field. They'll be playing Smoky Mountain, which will be a 6 p.m. first pitch time. And then the girls, our next broadcast game for the girls will be May 7th, Brevard, here at home, and that will be Senior Day. And so we're going to take our last break, Chuck. And when we come back, we're going to have 2 interviews for you folks, and then we'll say so long. So we'll be back after these messages here on WPTL 920 AM.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
American Pond and Pickers, and we do the picking. You'll do the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or about buy most anything. American Pond and Pickers, when we do the picking, you'll do the grinning. 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teens used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
This is Dr. Richard Jones with Southeastern Sports Medicine. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 12 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our full-service orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians and offers a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine is proud to support Pisgah High School athletics. For more information about our services, visit secsportsmed.com.
Southeastern Sports Medicine. Keep moving, stay strong.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on your radio home for the Pisgah Nation, AM 920 WPTL Canton.
back here at the Diamond on the River Complex, where the Black Bears beat the West Henderson Falcons 3-0 in a bizarre game that started out sunny, rained several times during the game, but it's the final seven innings, and right now I have Ashley Penland with me, the left fielder for the Black Bears. And Ashley, let's talk about how important the senior leadership has been so far for this team this year.
Well, with the majority of us being seniors and all, I think it takes a big part on how we play. But we've all been together since about 7 or 8 years old, and I think it works out really well.
Students play together. And, you know, after that Brevard loss, it's like a switch turned on, and y'all have been playing extremely well together defensively and getting the pitching from Callie. How much of the wake-up call was that Brevard game?
Well, it definitely hurt us all mentally and physically, but I think we've definitely tried to move on from it and not make the same mistakes we did in that game.
Well, let's talk about the rain. In intermittent, West wanted to call a rain delay one time. Was that a factor on y'all, or was it just West trying to play mind games with us?
I'm not sure what they were doing, but we were ready to play either way.
So it didn't matter if it's raining or not. You were ready to play. Well, Ashley, congratulations on another big win for the Black Bears, moving you to 15-3 overall and 10-1 in the conference, still keeping that first place bid right now for that conference championship. Speaking of which, how important is that for y'all as a senior?
Well, it's pretty awesome, and I hope we keep it going.
Okay. Next, we're going to have the star of the game, which we just got an official ruling that it was a no-hitter. That was an error out in the field, and Callie Kirkendall has a no-hit going into this game. And Callie, that no-hitter there, we had you one hit, but the official scorebook now says no-hitter. But since that Brevard game, you guys have been in a different zone.
Yes, ma'am, we have. As much as we'd love to go undefeated all third conference, having a loss humbles you and realize that you are beatable. And I think that's what the Brevard game did, was humbled us so that we could step it up a notch. You know, we were kind of just stagnant almost. And so that Brevard game allowed us to step it up a few notches. And I think we keep going up every game, and that's really important.
West Henderson has been one of those teams this year that's been up and down, one of those teams you can't figure out. The day they come in really pitching well, Coons pitched really well, but you given a no-hitter. When she started out, did you know you had to step yours up, or was you just relaxed today?
I think I was really relaxed today. I have been sick, as you might could tell.
Who hasn't been?
I know, that's so true. I was really relaxed today. We had a lot of time to warm up. That's good for us. You know, Wes was kind of late getting here. And we just, our big thing is staying focused. Stay focused. And we did that today.
You got 3 games left on your schedule. You play North tomorrow, which you got to turn around and pitch again. How hard is that to you to turn around and pitch the next day?
I look at it as a travel ball tournament, and I throw, you know, 5-6 games in a day. And having a day's rest and turn around throwing again is nothing compared to throwing that much in a tournament.
But North is one of those teams that's been kind of, after we beat them that time, they went on a losing streak, and, you know, which team's going to show up for us is basically the way you look at.
Well, the way we look at it is everybody shows up for Pisgah. We're the team to beat, and everybody shows up with their A game, no matter what their past is. And so I expect North tomorrow to come out with the hitters they do have, because they have great hitters, and we got to play a step up from what we played today.
So we got North, then we got Smoky Mountain home, and then Brevard home. The next 3 games are really going to be tough for y'all.
Yes, ma'am. Those last 2 home games, I think those being at home are really important for us to finish off the season strong, and I think we'll do just that.
Well, I asked this question to Penland, and I'm going to ask it to you. Senior leadership on this team, how important is it this year?
It's crazy. We there's not just one leader. And some people look at me and they're like, oh, Callie's the leader on the team. And that's so not true, because the Tuscola game, I was struggling. I was hurting because it didn't feel good. And it wasn't my game. And I walked up and I looked at my infield and I said, you know what? They're all seniors besides Becca. And I looked at him and I said, listen, y'all are going to have to pick me up. I said, I'm struggling and I'll admit that to you. And every single one of them looked at me and said, it's okay, Callie, we got you. And from that point on, I was fine and I was relaxed. And we were able to leave the first inning where those two runs were scored behind and just pick up from there.
So the trust of your players is a big issue and a big part of the success this year.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, folks, you heard it from the star of the game, Callie Kirkendall, with a no-hitter. Congratulations, Callie.
Thank you.
And so that moves Pisgah securely into first place still with a 10-1 overall conference win and 15-3 overall as we go. Chuck, into a Callie Kirkendall said it, I think the best I've heard anybody say it. She said she wasn't feeling good today, and she pitched a no-hitter. She wasn't feeling good against Tuscola. She was really sicker against Tuscola than she was today, and she said that when after those first two hits, she turned around and said, look, girls, y'all are going to have to pick me up. She said, I'm struggling. And, you know, for a pitcher to come out to you and say, I'm struggling, what does that mean to a team when she's wanting your back?
Well, and her teammates got her back, too. So, and again, it was a nice effort, no-hitter. I fond of the fact that what Shelby Tomasi did gave her a little room because, you know, you're 1-0, you're in a tight ball game, you're against a great pitcher for Wes Tennyson and Miss Coons. She was dealing today too. Both pitchers were really dealing, giving each, you know, batter's fits and everything. But that may be the best that I've seen Callie Kirkendall throw.
And one thing Callie said, she said the last three games of the season are important to us. She said everybody's going to bring in their A game to us because we're leading the conference, so we're going to have to step it up a level.
Well, again, you walk out, you go 15-3, and you go 10-1 in the conference. You put yourself, you know, you just keep – look, you got three games left in the conference, and really you just want to look. If you want to wear the crown – of this conference, you know, of the conference championship for 2015, got to win all three games. You got to take care of business.
Got to take care of business. You're exactly right. So it's a final here at the Diamond on the River Complex where the Black Bears win 3-0 over Wes Tennyson. As for my broadcast partner, Chuck Fiebernats, and for Tim Hodges back in the studio, until next time, as we say, close out every time, folks, keep gripping and rip it. So long.